sometimes I forget perfection is nonsense. It's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Peace is just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom struggling well. Cause we're all in this together. Yeah, we're just moms struggling well.
Starting, how you doing?
Oh, I feel sad.
Yeah.
But I feel excited for my friend.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Nice and hard.
It was nice and hard. Yeah, I feel excited for them. It was neat because Rita, she's Indian, and so she said that I missed, like, all the meaning behind it, but she's somebody who makes everything meaningful and beautiful, and so she said it's, like, a wedding, like, so she gave her, like, something borrowed and blue and all that kind of stuff, and just, like, it's a new start, you know, and it's exciting, and so I guess that's a tradition or whatever, and so when they left, Tina's like, Charlie, we're getting married. They drove off. They've literally been married forever. But yeah, just a lot of tears, but it was beautiful. So
yeah.
Yeah. So where are we at on this stupid show about feelings? Pick up where you left off.
Yeah, we didn't even start. So is everybody recording?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I thought we already were recording. So I was...
No, it's perfect. Okay. So just to let people know, we were recording. We took a little pause. Emily was saying her final goodbye to her bestest friend, Tina. We've talked about it on the show before, but today was the first. I mean, today was the last. It was the last goodbye. So that's what's happening. Go ahead and we can start this episode.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. This is the podcast that helps you live your actual life so you don't need to run away from home. We believe perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away.
Today, we're going to talk about identifying feelings well. But before we begin, if this is your first time joining us, thanks for being here. You can catch up quickly by checking out the highlight episodes in the show notes. And
oh,
today, the real thing.
We have to tell them.
Yeah. Okay. So, and we have a little announcement to share with you. We shared it last week over on Patreon. But what is happening is at the end of this year, we will be, ending the Mom Struggling Well podcast. Mm-hmm. And
we got to go back to just struggling.
Yeah. Just kidding. We've solved all the world's problems. Everyone is struggling well. Like, we've done our job.
It's like children and you guys have been launched.
You're launched into the world.
You now need to pay your own rent.
We're now empty nesters.
I'm so excited to be an empty nester.
Oh my gosh. I guess the reason we're being a little brief is because we've just really kind of processed our feelings on last week's Patreon episode. So I don't really know how to recap it well, other than the show has taken on a lot of forms, right? And then we've pivoted and looked at it a little bit differently. How can we keep it going this away? How can we keep it going that away? And I think it's time for all of us to move on to different things with older kids and with launching new projects and new jobs and new seasons. And that's just where we're at.
Really, what she's not saying is that we're all in a huge fight and...
Stop. None of that's remotely true.
Just kidding. I mean, I'm really going to miss this monthly, you know, time sitting down with you guys. And yeah, you've been like a huge part of my life for 5 years or so. So yeah.
Yeah. Definitely mixed feelings about it. Yeah.
But it's right. So that makes it easier a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you are a patron and you're like, wait, what does that mean?
Go back and listen.
Please go back and listen because we laid it out for you. We want everybody to feel great about this. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we talked about it at length on last week's Patreon episode. And main show listeners, our very last episode will be on 11/28, which is my birthday.
Aww. So
neat. Wonderful.
It's so great.
So wonderful.
Yep. So that's the week of Thanksgiving. So,
all right.
Talking about identifying feelings well, this is my blind spot in life. Mm. I have a very hard time identifying feelings, my own feelings. And actually, we talked in the future or in the past.
We record everything on one day, so it gets a little blurry.
Where's our birthday episode? Okay, on our birthday episode, somebody had asked a question about our relationship with our mom, Emily and I, and I was actually just thinking about it. I think that is why it's hard for me to identify feelings. I've just always been kind of picking up on other people's feelings. Well, how do they feel about me? And so I've been so worried about other people's perception of me and how everybody else feels that I just don't have thoughts about my own feelings.
And their perceptions and concerns about the current situation. So you like, how can I help you? Because I can tell you're feeling X about Y.
Also, I want you to like me.
Oh, okay. Right.
So it's a lot. I'm making sure I'm okay and I'm making sure you're okay, but there's no other, I've just never considered other things. I've never considered myself.
Yeah.
Actual myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's really hard for me to identify feelings too. Like, I think we've talked about this on the podcast before, but when someone asks how we're doing, we're like tired, overwhelmed. Like, but what's deeper than that? You know, like there's other words besides tired and overwhelmed. And are those even feelings?
They're not feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So then I don't know what to say. If those aren't feelings, like, like I don't know.
And those are fine things to say, but yeah, it is important to kind of dig a little deeper. So, okay, we've talked about the feelings wheel, I think, like, 1,000 times. But I do like, I like it a lot. I have it on my refrigerator. There's a magnetic feelings wheel that you can get on Etsy that also has magnets that come with it. You can like even have, it'd be cool for kids to practice to put like, have their little name on a magnet or have them have a certain color magnet or whatever. And they can put where they're at on the wheel on the magnet.
Oh, that is cool. That's a very good idea.
My friend Audrey got one and her daughter really likes to play around with that. So we'll link to that.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I would like to put that on my door.
At work.
Or like somewhere in my office. Yeah.
That's really good, yeah. And can I tell you a giant win? My daughter, who hates the feelings wheel, and she basically feels mad at all times, I got her to identify a second feeling, which seems like not that big of a deal, but it is a really big deal.
And she, what was it?
She wouldn't even say it. She just pointed to it. She was like that against feeling words. It's really amazing. But now we have two feelings, so I like it.
Can you say what the second one is, or is it private?
Well, I mean, it was depressed, so I don't know if it's that great, but
that's good, though. That's still, yeah, that's huge.
It is.
In my tiny little bit of research on how to identify feelings, I discovered that emotions are different than feelings. That emotions come first, and they're typically subconscious. And then feelings come next based on that chemical, emotional release. And those are experienced consciously. Also, what to do when you can't identify your feelings, according to Google, consider talking to a doctor.
Oh, dear. Get a feelings wheel for so much cheaper.
Yeah. But I'm glad that Google's finally just, like, sending us all to the doctor versus, like, giving us the answer. Like, it could have been, what do you do when you can't identify your feelings? You probably are dying of cancer. Like, you know, like, that's what Google always tells you when you Google your symptoms.
It's true. But,
yeah.
Worst case scenarios.
Yeah. But I never really thought about therapy being helpful in helping me identify my feelings. Because I guess I never really thought that it's that important to know my feelings.
Well, it points you at the root of what's going on so you can adjust as needed.
So let's say I walk into my house and it's a disaster. Am I feeling stressed? Is that a feeling? Like, to me, I don't care what the feeling is. I just want to clean up my house. Do you know what I mean?
Right, but there's something too, like, if that is... For me, my house doesn't just need to be clean. It needs to be, like, just exactly right.
Okay.
So then, for me, exactly, at least, there's something to digging to be why are you that, like, compulsive and obsessive about it? So that's a little bit different than a feeling. But if something's, like, really persisting for a long time, like sadness, you feel inadequate, you feel anxious, you feel... worthless or all that kind of those types of feelings help you. If the feelings wheel, if you go from the outside and in, it gives you one of the main feelings, sad, mad.
Well, let's walk through this then. So with that scenario, you walk into your house and you don't know what the feeling is, but you just want to take action to fix it. Mm-hmm. So your options are you're not calm, you're not happy, and you're not strong, which I didn't know was one of the main feelings. But are you mad, sad, or fear?
Mad.
Pick one of those. You're mad. Okay, so then we'll go onto the outer ring of the feelings wheel. Are you hurt, hateful, critical, frustrated, annoyed, or jealous?
Probably
jealous.
Not jealous. Probably frustrated or annoyed.
Frustrated or annoyed.
That's funny because I use the feelings wheel by going
outside in.
Go on the outside ones and then it and head towards whatever color that is, head towards that main one and go, okay, so I'm really like, I'm mad.
That's so interesting because I could never think of all the outside feelings. There's too many, but I can say I'm mad. Yeah. Well, what does that really mean? That's really interesting, Em.
Yeah.
How about you, Rebecca? What would you do?
Oh, I would totally go from the easy, like the fewest options, then to the more like specific.
Okay.
But I can't always tell. Like, I know I always feel worthless. What does that mean? So then I can go.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel, I live in. I'm looking up a different one. There's so many feelings wheels, but I feel mostly sad and afraid.
Okay.
So helping me, if I feel ashamed, I feel empty, I feel embarrassed, vulnerable, guilty. This is where I live. This is my neighborhood. Then I can go, okay, so I'm feeling, that's clearly sad. Because then that helps me not go, because all those make me feel like I'm nothing. But then if I can go, oh, what that means is I'm not nothing. It means I'm sad.
You're just
sad. Wonder what
sad.
I'm sad about. It takes it away from me. There are no longer value judgments on myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because maybe for whatever my ditch is, I need to know that I'm not. Or like for fearful, I'm anxious, I'm insecure, I'm over inadequate, inferior, worthless. Well, then I'm like, gosh, I'm real garbage. Oh, no, I'm afraid. Okay. It neutralizes it for me.
Okay.
And then I can go, okay, I'm not garbage.
Right.
I'm afraid. What am I afraid about? Why is this making me afraid? And then I can be neutral. I can be thinking higher level thoughts about it instead of beating myself up.
Because you're simplifying it where I need simple to figure out what is this really, what is it more specifically?
That's cool. Yeah, I love it. It's a really great tool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize there were so many feeling wheels because mine, the one that I was pulling up from an Etsy, I think I was still thinking Etsy magnets, and it's a little more simplified. And there are other ones that are even more core in the center. Surprised, bad, fearful, angry, disgusted, sad, happy.
Mm. Yeah, there's so many. Just find one that you like. First of all, and this is like if you care about the way things look, I found ones that are like all muted colors, which I love that, you know. So there's like lots of fun ways to do it. So just find one that works for you and then work it whichever way you like to work it.
I feel like I need to tattoo it like on the largest part of my body, which would be like my thighs.
Like above our knees.
Yes, I'll just tattoo it on my, what's the front part of your upper leg called?
Thigh?
Your front thigh?
Front thigh. Yeah, not my back thigh. I won't be able to see it. Plus, I'm super ticklish back there. Front thigh. Okay. Feelings wheel.
Yeah.
There's a floor pillow. That would be good for your office. There's like a million different ways to have a feelings wheel. You don't have to resort to tattoo.
Oh, okay.
Just saying it.
Olive and June can get you beautiful nails whenever you want on your own time. They are cost effective because it's only going to cost you about $2 per manicure, and they are chip-free manis that last 7+ days. I have broken this down on Instagram before. I really took the 7 days and showed you what it looks like. I love to reapply the top coat and the dry drops because those are my very favorite products of theirs. And my favorite set is the cookies and cream because it's got a lot of moody grays and blacks and then the white. I like those classic colors, but they have amazing, fun summer colors too. They have everything you need in one box, and there's no guessing and no additional tools needed. And now they have press-ons. So you can get salon manis in minutes, and those guys last 10+ days, and they have more sizes than any other brand. I personally like doing my nails at home better because I don't have to sit in a salon. That's just too big of a time investment for me. And I know Emily likes to do it because it helps her sit still and maybe watch a movie with the kids. And we all know that Rebecca loves a press-on. Visit oliveandjune.com/struggling for 20% off your first mani system. That's oliveandjune.com/struggling, struggling, for 20% off your first mani system. We are excited to tell you about Moink. That's Moo plus Oink. Get it? Moink is a meat subscription box company on a mission to fight for the family farm. They're located in rural America, run by an 8th-generation female farmer, and their animals are raised humanely, their employees are paid a living wage, and the quality of their product is better than anything you will find in the store. Moink farmers farm like our grandparents did, and as a result, Moink meat tastes like it should because the family farm does it better, and Moink difference is a difference you can taste. Look, I don't know anything about meat. They sent us a couple of boxes of meat, and no joke, the ribs were delicious, the salmon was delicious, and the brats were unlike any brats I have ever had. And I know this because I went and made an identical recipe with some store-bought ribs right after, and they were definitely not the same. Moink delivers grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pasteurized pork and chicken, and sustainable wild-caught Alaskan salmon straight to your door. Unlike the supermarket, Moink gives you total control over the quality and source of your food. You choose the meat delivered to your box, plus you can cancel any time. Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank called Moink's bacon the best bacon he's ever tasted. Plus, they guarantee you'll say, oink, oink, I'm just so happy I got Moinked. We love Moink. We know you will too. Keep American farming growing by signing up at moinkbox.com/MSW right now, and listeners of this show get free filet mignon for a year in every order. That's 1 year of the best filet mignon you'll ever taste, but for a limited time. Spell M-O-I-N-K box.com/MSW. That's moinkbox.com/MSW.
Okay, but why do we need to? I still don't understand why it's helpful to identify your feeling. Then what do you do?
First of all, if you can identify your feelings, then you can talk about them, you can work through them, you can, like Elisa Keaton always says, your feelings need a friend. Be there for them like you would for a friend. You don't have to do something. Like, you come in, you feel mad, you want to clean your house.
Yeah.
Or you feel mad because the house is dirty.
Should I just sit with my feeling instead of clean for a minute?
It depends on, I think, if it's maladaptive. If you're breaking vases because you're so mad that your house is dirty.
Well, I'm not now that I'm on Zoloft, but before then, maybe.
But I think that, yeah, I think it depends on if you find that it's an upsetting feeling to the point that there's something more going on. Or if it's, oh, what is it? There's something they say in The Adult Child of Alcoholics. If you're hysterical, it's historical. So if something is out of control, you're reacting way bigger to it than you should. It's based in something in your history. If you're hysterical, it's historical. So I think that in those points, it's important to know what your feelings are. Also, who has big feelings in our houses? Every single dang one of our kids. They don't know what's going on. So if we can know how to do it ourselves, we can walk them through it. Even I try to tell my kids, like, Lane doesn't care about feelings. She's not that into them. Slash also she's against them actively. But I think that, for her, so for me, I would be a little guarded and not like talk about my feelings. Not like I want to talk about them a lot, but like, for example, today I'm feeling sad because my best friend just moved away. So instead of like hiding that from her, I would just say like, I'm feeling sad. And if she goes, huh, I'm like, sometimes when people say they're feeling a certain way, maybe you could like give them a sentence or two or pat on the back or something. But then also my son has a lot of feelings. So talking about them with him is good, and having him see me talk about them and be sad, it's okay. It's good. Also, growing up in a house where we weren't allowed to have feelings, there's something really beautiful about just putting it out there. It gives everybody in the house permission to have feelings, which I think is so important.
Yeah. I have a feeling about that, actually, because I have this uneasy feeling.
Keep it to yourself.
I'm sorry. I'll see you guys later. We were talking about how with the parenting in our house, it could be two things, right? It could be really thoughtful and amazing, and it could also be very, cold and...
You mean in our house growing up?
Yeah. Okay.
You had said neglectful.
Just a little bit of neglect there. Yeah.
It's not a little bit. Oh,
I was saying a lot. Oh, here's my feeling that I wanted to express earlier. I think that if she knew what she was doing, she would not have done it. And that makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, I always say the toolbox, it was empty. But, like, she loved us so hard that if she knew that she was stunting us in an emotional way, and she could hear that and receive that and change from it.
Which she couldn't because she was stunted. But the intention was never to harm us.
The intention wasn't to hurt us. Yeah. I think that's important to, I just feel better putting that out there. That's all.
And so I think it's important for us to do that because our kids seeing us model that is important.
So that's part of why it's important to understand your feelings and process them and grow from them. Because we don't want to be stunted as moms.
That makes sense.
No, because you're going to tamp down whatever they got going on because it's too much.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was just going to say. A lot of times when my kids are having a feeling, I just want to be like, stop. Stop it. Or what's wrong? You know? How can I fix this? And lately, I'm not great at this yet, but I'm trying to have my first... Especially with Gavin, like the little ones, being like, I'm noticing you're feeling mad. Or, you know, like noticing their feelings first might help them identify.
It absolutely that. Does.
They just settle. You can see them be like, then they feel a little more understood.
They don't have to act it out. They're like, you're in it with them. And that's so calming. And then we can then respond and not react.
Right.
Like you're saying, I'm noticing. Listen, that those are like responses, not stop it. Mm-hmm. That's like definitely a reaction,
right? Yeah,
and just being with them while they feel feelings instead of, like you said, trying to do something about it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where if this is from Elisa Keaton or whatever, but just that we can feel our feelings, we don't have to do our feelings, we don't have to cook, shop, you know, whatever it is that we feel like we need to do when we feel feelings, we can just feel them. We don't have to do anything about it. And ride the wave of it. It really will stop. Sometimes we don't want to feel our feelings because we're afraid if we start this feeling, we'll never stop feeling that feeling. Mm-hmm. You 100% will. Mm-hmm. I think we're just afraid of our feelings, to be honest.
Oh, for sure. I am in a place where I'm like, I'm going to help other people. Do not ask me about myself.
Yeah.
Please do not. Please do not. We don't have enough time. I don't have enough energy. I am shutting myself down emotionally. I'm in a weird place. So our brother was talking recently about, he's like, I want to do this inventory. The five entities, he wanted to do a little journaling on it, basically like an inventory of these five different things. And the way he was doing it was just like a check-in with yourself. I love a journal prompt because I'm so shut down and I don't know where to begin. I occasionally will hear about something like this and be like, oh, I could get down with that. So I set a timer about 5 minutes, journaled on physical, just to check in. What do I feel about my physical self? Mental, emotional, spiritual, and financial. I did the first three and then I straight up fell asleep on my planner. So I didn't get to the spiritual and the financial.
Oh, that's convenient.
Isn't it?
It was just so calming. Mm-hmm. So therapeutic.
I'm so at peace with myself.
To the point of unconsciousness.
So did you guys do it? Did anything come up for you?
I meant to do it. I didn't do it.
No problem.
My biggest overall thing was just, I wrote at the top, this period is period hard. Period.
It is very hard.
And I think that was the first time I realized, like, wow, I really am not that in tune with my own feelings on things. Like, and I've been really discovering that too with like my health journey and trying to figure out, like, why do I turn to food all the, like, when I'm stressed out or overwhelmed or the kids are going crazy, like, why do I go to the pantry? Like, how can I just sit with that feeling and redirect it somewhere else that's more healthy for me? I don't know. So for like physical, I don't even want to read what I said. Like,
you don't have to. It's very personal.
It just was really hard to get a feeling for each one.
Yeah.
And some of them I couldn't get any.
Okay. So some you just didn't come up with anything.
Like financial. How do I feel about that? Like, I wish I had more money.
And does it make you sad that you don't have more money? Or does it make you afraid that you don't have more money?
See, I can't even tell you. Like, I mean, we have enough. I'm not, like, we have enough money. I just wish we had more.
Okay.
So I'm, like, trying to look at these feelings we all know, because I should have probably had
that pulled up. So, like, a discontent or something?
Maybe a discontent. But I just feel like even if we had more money, I would still feel that way. Like, no matter what pay rate our family has been at, it always feels tight. Like, we're always on a budget, even when we get pay raises. And, like, we're still on a – it's, like, it's never – that's not going to – like, more money is not the answer, I guess. And so then part of me – and the same thing with, like, physical, emotional, spiritual, like, all of these things, I'm never going to reach satisfaction or, like, I'm never going to reach finished on them. Mm-hmm. And that is frustrating to me. Like, so that's –
yeah, you do have – that's a, like, a reoccurring thing for you. Seems like you're more – on a timeline.
Yeah.
And you really want to get to the finish line. Like, you want to get to the finish line with your health journey, and then you're having to remind yourself this is ongoing.
Right, because I get to that, what was the finish line, and then there's something else.
Yeah.
Further on, you know, like...
I think that is what is kind of cool about something like this, where it's an inventory, it's dropped. Mm-hmm. And then you could do another inventory on these five things and drop it. Yeah. And it can be where you're at right now. Like, right now, financially, I've got some uncertainty.
Yeah.
I'm uncertain about the future. Boom. I just put it out there and move on.
Well, and the things that come out when you're writing are not the things you think are going to come out when you're writing. So there's just something good about... setting a timer and writing until the timer stops, and then reading it and being like, oh, yeah, that was in there, but I didn't know it.
Mm-hmm. I think that for me, on the ones that I did, the theme was I don't give myself any credit for the good things that I'm doing.
Mm.
Like, I'm doing an inventory on physical. I spend a lot of time investing in my physical health, and I don't give myself credit for it. I am investing in my kids and their future kids. My kids are still kids. Like, I'm doing a lot of time, like, in physical therapy, doing workouts, this type of thing. So that I'm around for my kids, I should be giving myself credit for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Yeah.
I just think of myself as, like, a total loser, unfit, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Think about doing that.
Yeah.
That might be fun.
No, I like it. I have the prompts written down, but I think that's good. It's kind of a good all-around check-in.
Yeah. All right. Have we identified all the feelings? Do you have more thoughts on feelings, Rebecca?
No.
What?
I just feel uncomfortable with this. So, because I'm looking at the feelings wheel, and I need to get beyond the, like, okay, what do I do about it? Because, like...
Yeah, that's not the... like, you're answering the wrong question.
We're not saying, what are you going to do about these feelings you have? We're saying... let's think about them. What feelings are we having, and what's that like?
What are they? It's like you see a spider. You're like, what kind of spider is that? Is it a brown recluse? Or is it just like a regular house spider? All you're doing is going, oh, that's this kind of spider.
Okay.
Oh, that's it.
All right.
You're stepping.
Because it's hard enough. It's hard enough to do this.
Yeah.
To point at what it is, that's difficult.
I can Let's tell just you do frustrated that one thing. Is angry. So if you're frustrated, you're mad. I know that because that's the bow that I put on angry. It's
right.
Not.
Yeah, I do feel angry right now. But should I?
Right now. In the moment.
Well, I mean, I feel frustrated at the feelings, like, topic. But so the goal is not then to figure out how to get from angry over to happy, right?
No, it's just to notice that you're feeling angry.
And then just to be angry that day?
No, but knowing what it is helps. For me, it helps me not feel so lost.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, when I came back from Arizona.
Or crazy. Or,
yeah. Sometimes you just get, like, you just feel off.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling off or out of sorts, how are you supposed to get anywhere with that? Because you don't even know where you are.
Yeah.
Like, you're literally lost in the middle of a field.
Yeah.
So saying that you're angry helps you then, it gives you a starting point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, withdrawn, I feel this way a lot. I just, like, want to back away from friendships, and I don't want to be available at this time. And then go down, down, down. It's angry. What am I angry at?
Okay.
And just kind of know and be like, oh.
Because for you, for example, you feel withdrawn and you're feeling a little angry. Probably because you give and give and give and give and give, and you haven't microdermed your face off lately. You know what I mean? So you need a little bit of time to yourself. And so sometimes it puts you on a path to help you figure out a different place to be. Or helps you go, of course, Emily, you're sad. Your best friend just left.
Yeah.
So of course you feel like sleeping. You know what I mean? So it kind of helps you be a friend to yourself.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
It just helps you find yourself.
I like that a lot. I like seeing myself as, like, yeah, telling, like, of course you're feeling that way because this is what's going on. So...
it can give you a little compassion for yourself, yeah.
It can also, and again, helps us be compassionate with our kids.
Yeah.
Instead of shutting it down because it's loud or annoying or inconvenient because we're in the grocery store.
Right. Well, this is very interesting. I will chew on this a little more.
I could tell you didn't want to move on. I'm glad we kept talking.
Yeah.
All right, let's do Give Me Life, Kill Me Softly.
Do it.
Giving me life, killing me softly.
Em, what's killing you softly?
So I'm in a class right now that the first thing the teacher said was, hey, email me and tell me how many times have you taken this class so that I can give you different case studies. It is such a weed out class.
Oh, no.
So, I mean, I'm excited because I'm going to use this information all the time and it's going to answer a lot of questions I have. But it's called Advanced Pharmacology for the Nurse Practitioner. It's just learning about every medicine ever, the end, in 11 Interesting. Weeks. So, anyway, that's just killing me softly that it's such a weed out course.
Yeah, and they know that too.
Oh, yeah. No other courses are like starting out of the gate being like, this is how not to fail, okay?
How exciting.
Anyway, it's fine. It's good.
Sometimes it's hard to find a holiday gift for the kids that they're excited about the day after they open it. Well, KiwiCo knows a thing or two about delivering fun for all ages, and they're here to help you give awesome. Because with KiwiCo, you're given so much more than just a toy. They'll get a season of discovery and experiences delivered straight to their door. We love doing KiwiCo projects with our kids. We've been saying it for years, and I imagine in a house like Rebecca's where she has such a large age range, these really come in handy. I wonder, between the three of us, how many boxes we've done total. I don't know, like 50? Like 100? Go above and beyond a trending toy with a subscription that keeps on giving. You won't believe what they can build and accomplish with KiwiCo. They have 9 different subscription lines for different ages and categories, and there's something for every kid. And this is my favorite thing about them, you're going to be surprised at how high quality their materials are too. There are real engineering, science, and art projects in these crates. And this call to action is one that I think that you could probably share with some grandparents in your life if they are looking for a gift idea for your kids. Give awesome this holiday season with KiwiCo. Get your first month of any crate line free at kiwico.com/MSW. That's your first month free at kiwico.com/MSW. I have a thought. Rebecca, do you want to do your Give Me Life and Kill Me Softly?
That's so
you
probably can split? Good. Yeah, I gotta leave at 12:30. Okay.
Great. What's killing you softly?
So skinny jeans are killing me softly. Okay. Because okay. I stumbled upon this millennial bashing Instagram account. Not really bashing. It was more like they're really trying to help us millennials dress more in style. So I think it must be Gen Z. They're the ones under us, right? The Gen Zers. I don't know. Anyways.
Or who's X?
I don't know. They have these. They're really okay. Fascinating. But they are these reels that are like, here's how millennials dress. Here's how to update it. And every single one of the befores was like, I have that in my closet. I have that in my closet. I have that in my closet. And instead of being like, whatever, I have that in my closet. That's what I feel comfortable in. That's what I like. In the back of my mind, I can't get over the fact that I have to stop wearing skinny jeans. So, and I wore skinny jeans the other day, and I just felt so old.
Isn't that interesting?
Do you
Where's
have to
old
update
on the
it?
Feelings wheel?
I think you're feeling inadequate, baby.
Oh, I don't do you have to change. No, I know that. But like in my heart, in the back of my mind, I'm like, do you really want to be the old mom who wears like outdated clothes? But well, I also don't want to wear the balloon jeans. Like,
they look ridiculous.
They do.
Everybody
especially
right now
on
looks
someone
ridiculous.
With,
but that's
big hips and thighs.
I know. I don't need any more accentuation there.
No.
But
I felt that way about skinny jeans, though. I'm
I
like,
did
does
too.
It all have to be hugging because I need some. Let's leave some mystery, please.
And that's the crazy thing is that skinny jeans were what made me feel young.
I know. Like 10 years
Once
ago.
I finally made the
exactly.
switch.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember getting my first pair of skinny jeans and, like, first of all, being so against them for so long. Yeah, and then finally getting them and not wearing anything else. And I just feel like this is another one of those moments where I'm, like, very against the new style of jeans, and you're going to see me in them sooner or later.
I know. It's going to happen, just like with the skinny jeans.
So it's killing me softly because I just want to have, I just want, I don't know. I don't even know that I like skinny jeans. I'm just mad that it's moved on, that they're changing again.
Well, that's very valid.
Thank you.
It's valid, Katie.
As my therapist would say. who has since been fired. All right, what's giving you life?
Okay, so the weather has turned. Emily, I really wish you could be here right now to experience Michigan in the fall. It's beautiful. The leaves are starting to change. The weather is just crisp. You can just smell it in the air. When you take a walk, you're like crunching leaves under your... It's just, it's perfect. And every single fall, I have wanted a record player. There's something in my mind that's like fall and record player just seems to like go hand in hand. And this summer, Neil went to visit his dad in St. Louis and his dad gave him a record player. And so I have one this fall and I've been playing some records. And what I do, because I didn't realize this about records, is there's only like four songs on a side before you have to like flip it over to the other side or put in the next. So I have like, I have the Taylor Swift record. Of course I do. And there's only four songs on a side of a record. And so what I've been doing is putting on a side, laying on my couch with my phone somewhere far, far away and just like listening and just resting and looking out the window. And it's like 20 minutes and it's just so nice.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, it does.
It just makes me think. So Joni Mitchell is what we had going on in our house when we were little. And Joni Mitchell took her dang old self off Spotify, so I can't listen to her.
Oh,
I want to get Joni Mitchell records. Because I just think, like, what would I need a record for if it's all on there? Obviously, it's the whole vibe and the vibe, sound is different and all that stuff. But Joni Mitchell's the only thing I can think of I don't want records of, like, right now start with.
I want a record player.
Yeah, there's something about, like, moving the little thing and setting it down and, like...
It does. It's a different, it's a different vibe.
You know, it's funny. I have a side table that's got nothing on it and I've never known what to put on it.
Oh my gosh. Are we getting record players?
We're getting record players, girls.
I've thought about this when we moved into the house and wanted, I have a spot. I know that I want one, but Brandon was like, we don't need a record player.
He's gone.
You're right.
He doesn't know.
He ain't here.
Bye.
Okay. Okay. Record players.
All right. That's happening. We're coming for you.
All right, Rebecca, when you gotta go, you can go. It's time,
right?
Yeah, I
gotta go now.
Okay.
All right. Hey.
See you later.
So good to see you.
You too. Bye. Bye.
All right, now she's out of here. Just kidding. She's still here. Oh, no, she's gone. What's killing me softly is, oh boy.
Oh dear.
You already know this, but my commute to work. I haven't talked about it on the podcast yet.
Sure.
It's an hour long drive. Occasionally an hour and a half. I've been late to pick up my children a couple of times from their after school program.
It's not a good feeling.
Not great. Yeah, it's stressful. And on my first day of work, I did get rear-ended on the way home, which was also not a good feeling.
Especially when you're already worried. Sorry.
I was worried. I was leaving work and I was like, how am I going to get there in time? Oh no, traffic's bad. And then someone slammed on their brakes in front of me. I also slammed on my brakes and a high school student hit me. And then he didn't stop. And so I followed him to his house and I felt like a super creeper.
He's a super jerk for not stopping.
Here's the deal. It was the lightest of taps, the way I explained it to my husband, who this kicked up a lot of dust with, if you know what I'm saying. I was like, it's like I was parking close to our garbage can out front on the curb, and then I tapped it.
Sure.
Like, from a very slowest of speeds, the very lightest of boops, and there was no mark. But it was the... It was the adrenaline, like the,
sure.
And then the come down and then the, oh, what a horrible situation. So what we've decided, since it's a long drive, it's a lot of gas. Holy moly, I'm crashing my car, that type of thing. I started to take, well, he suggested that I take his hybrid, right? It's a little older. It's much better on gas mileage. Smaller, easier to maneuver is what he suggested. Thanks,
you didn't do dude. Anything wrong.
Literally didn't. The dust is still up. The dust has not settled.
You're in a snow globe, but it's dust.
And I'm shaking it right now. I can feel the dust everywhere. No, just kidding. And so what I didn't know is that I took his car. I had left my badge at home. I turned around, came back, got the badge. Because you know, switching cars is like...
I know. Messes up everything.
The worst.
Yeah.
Okay, got the badge. Now I'm on the road again. I drop off the kids at fall break camp because those jokers are never in school and they're always in camp.
Oh my gosh.
And I get back in the car to head on to work. And the key fob had ran out of battery. And did you know that in the case of a push to start car, that key fob, you got to have that battery or your car won't start. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. That's because it makes this sense, one, but it's crazy.
It makes sense. Yeah. And I got a little notification last time I got in the car.
Okay.
It was like, hey, key fob battery low. And I'm like, who gives a shit? Who cares?
Not my problem. Oh, wait. Super my problem.
Whoopsie-daisical. And got in the car and it was like, it was just like key not detected. And I'm looking at the key.
I'm detecting it.
I could see this. I'm holding it in my hand. I Googled it. They said it's the key fob, but if you hold it really close to the push start button, it'll start for you. But I'm not going to then drive an hour away and hope that I have the proximity close
sure.
to, like, literally hold it next to the start button when you push it and it'll be
sure.
fine. Like, I'm not going to gamble that. So back home again, swap cars again. So anyway, it's hard. Commuting is hard. It's caused nothing but trouble.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay. What's killing you softly? Wait, you already
well,
did
I
that.
Did talk about it, but yeah.
All right, do giving me life.
So this is such a simple fix. I can't believe I didn't do it earlier. I like to meal prep, and the prepping that I'm doing are like little bowls of things.
Okay. Okay.
But I had bought, I like the glass bottom with the plastic top Tupperware.
Same.
But the one I got, they were a little too small for the bowls. So I like they're too small for the amount of food that I'm trying to eat in one sitting. So I ended up with like lots of different Tupperwares. So anyway, I just got the right size Tupperware. It's so stupid.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. But I just didn't have enough. So I was trying to make it work. And so I was like, I don't have enough. It's not enough food. I go to work for 12 hours and I.
Yeah.
So anyway, I got the right size Tupperware and it's really been nice. So
isn't it
stupid,
the littlest
it,
thing?
It is, yeah. I can't believe it took me that long.
Yeah, but when you see those Tupperware, aren't you like, yes?
I'm like, yes, that's my meal and it's enough food and I, yeah. It just was, I didn't realize it was stopping me from making the kind of food I wanted because I didn't have the right Tupperware. So for $6, I fixed it. Gosh.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what's giving me life is I went to go buy some Disney tickets at this special office on base that'll give you a little discount, right? It's called the MWR. What does it stand for? Nobody knows. Nobody cares. I was there. I bought the tickets and I just happened to see this flyer that was like, hey, these are the October events that are happening. And I was like, oh. And there's
at Disney or on the base?
Sorry, on base.
Okay.
And I was like, these are so cute. Like Cosmic Bowling, which we did bowling on base the other day. And the kids had never been and they flipped. They loved it.
So Cosmic is even going to be better.
Totally. And it's Halloween. So you wear your costume,
stop.
Cosmic Bowling.
Oh
and
my
it's
gosh.
Only like kids on base. There's something very cool. It just feels very like small town on base. Like
sure.
you'll drive on.
It's
we don't
exclusive.
Live on base. It's exclusive. You drive on and you can see kids running around because there are houses on base on some bases. And you can see the kids running around the neighborhood because it's all military families. There's just a vibe that feels old. Feels like the 50s when you're driving around on a base.
Okay.
So anyway, one of the events was paddleboarding with your dog.
Stop.
And it's like $10. And there's like multiple events every week throughout the month. And they're like, this is provided, that's provided, this is provided, just sign up. So you are paying for it. There was one camping, overnight camping. You drive an hour north. They provide the tents. They provide the food. You literally
Stop.
Show up, camp for one evening, leave the next morning.
That's the only kind of camping that should be allowed.
Totally. And it's not going to be fancy, but it's going to be provided and you just pop in and
that's what moms need is to be able to camp like kids. Like we should just be able to show up for something at one point.
It feels like a huge support to parents like me who want to have the fun, want to have the memories, but as I'm spread thin right now.
So are you going to do them?
I think I'm going to go camping with strangers. In the
You're going to have the best time.
I think it'll be fun.
It might be terrible, but even if it is, what an amazing memory. Yeah, one night and you'll be so happy to drive off.
Yeah.
Or you drive off with a friend and you've had a great time.
They drive off with us. In the back of their truck, who knows? But yeah, I think it's a cool experience for the kids too to just be like, hey, we're winging it. We don't know these people, but if it's crazy, we got each other and we'll get out of here as soon as we can.
It's an adventure. That's That's so Greta.
Gretchen. It is very Greta.
What's her name?
Greta.
Okay.
Adventuring well with Greta. Dang. I can't think of it.
She's great though. We do highly recommend
Greta.
Well, don't say old.
Cutesy Greta. I didn't mean old, like sweet old Greta. okay, it's getting worse. okay, brother. That's it for this episode of Mom Struggling Well. We can all be found on the gram. I'm at Kate Ordway. I'm at Rebecca Smith Online.
I'm at Hey Emily Thomas. So listen, what's your strategy to struggle well going to be based on what you heard? I'd say get a feelings wheel. Please get a feelings wheel, for heaven's sakes. There's nothing, they're cost free from Google. And they may make some of your kids really angry, which is the case in my house, which is sometimes kind a little of fun. Bit of fun. So let's be honest about that. Get a record player. Me and Katie are buying one today, so get one too. Finally, struggle well this week by going camping with strangers.
So what? Who cares?
It's regular.
All right. Next week, we will be over on Patreon with our very last Would You Rather segment. See you over there.
All right. Bye.
Bye. 'Cause we're all in this together. Your richest mom's struggling well. And it's a five, let's see, what was it called?
Oh, my stomach's making all kinds of noises.
Oh my gosh, I got some straight up diarrhea. I think it's graham crackers. I ate a lot of, I really like graham crackers and milk. I was reading about it.
What?
And I was like, the only thing that I ate that was weird was like a buttload of graham crackers. And they're like, that'll do it. Okay.
Weird.
Back to this.
Sorry. Bless you. Oh, my stomach. That was loud. It was like, bye. What is that about? That's weird.